Locker room chats wrapping up here on a Wednesday night. Brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. We now talk Hiawatha football. Head coach Michael Downard is joining us. Again, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, you saw kind of a different animal last week with a Rock Creek team that had one of the most dynamic passing attacks in all of the state. You dropped that game 70-20, but again, just kind of a different animal. What do you take away from that ball game last week?
Yeah, I mean, we as a staff and the team, you know, we talk quite a bit about how we would try to stop them or slow them down. But, you know, once the game got rolling, it's a lot of it was our guys just weren't able to keep up and cover them, which, you know, was something us as coaches kind of understood that could have been a possibility. You know, they're really good. It's tough to slow that down, tough to stop. You know, our defense, we had a few miscommunications, maybe a little bit of alignment, but, I mean, really just tough speed and athleticism trying to keep up with those guys on the edge.
And well, at least some things you can kind of take away in terms of a positive aspect from that game. The offense got some points on the board and able to score a little bit more than weeks past. You know, what do you look at from the offensive perspective and kind of what you took away from that aspect?
Yeah, really the biggest takeaway was, you know, Ashton Rocky did a heck of a job for this really only being that was the second week playing quarterback ever. You know, he did a heck of a job. We had some linemen, some younger, Beckett Potter played a really good game offensively, at the right tackle position. You know, we had some Josh Smith played well on the edge at receiver. He had a couple receptions and he, you know, Caden Morton out on the edge, he blocked well. So, you know, we did have some guys do some good things.
The benefit of having just some of those younger players that you're getting these reps in early in their careers and going up against really good teams and then just seeing them succeed, it has to be kind of a good feeling for the coaches kind of moving forward and seeing what they can do in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, Caden Morton, Becca Potter, those guys are going to be returning. You know, that's been kind of our thing as a staff is how to get some of these other younger guys in here and really get them ready to play. You know, since I've been here, it's always kind of been – we'll get the young guys in, get them some reps, get them some looks. But now we've kind of been focused on, you know, okay, let's get those guys some reps. Let's make sure they're quality reps. Let's not just throw them in the game. So we've been spending more time with those younger guys at practice, you know, getting them into scout team, getting them a look, seeing what they may be able to see on a Friday night. We've tried to develop some of that at practice.
Do you feel like the guys have come back strong this week and getting into that preparation for the Marysville game this week?
Yeah, I do. You know, that's the biggest thing that we've been preaching to our kids. You know, the year's been, it's been a crazy year for us, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of adversity. But, you know, I am proud of the kids that have stuck with it. Unfortunately, we have lost some kids. You know, we've lost them to injury and you know, the tide kind of starts turning negative on us and we've lost some other kids. But we've been preaching to the kids that, you know, the kids that are here, that want to be here, that's who we want to play with. So it's been, The kids that have stayed around the program have done a really great job. I'm really proud of those.
Down to the final couple weeks here in the regular season, Hiawatha makes the road trip to Marysville on Friday night. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. And we continue our conversation with Michael Downard, Hiawatha head football coach, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. The Red Hawks getting set for a trip to Marysville on Friday this week to take on the Bulldogs. And, you know, Coach, this is a Marysville team that's playing much better since the first month of the year. They've won two of their last three, wins over Concordia and also Valley Heights most recently last week, 51-16. What stands out about this Bulldogs team?
Yeah, like you said, you know, I've got to keep tabs on them throughout the year. It's not a team we have traditionally played, you know, up until the last couple years. But, you know, being so close, it's and in our same, you know, in 3A, you kind of always keep tabs on those guys. I just like you said, I thought they've done a heck of a job getting better. You know, I think that's a testament to the coaches over there. You know, they see what they got. They're getting better. They're getting their kids to buy in. You know, you get a new coach over there, it's a lot of stuff. A lot of things can go wrong. And I thought, you know, they've been doing a heck of a job on film from week one to now. Getting better and getting the kids look a little faster every week. They're doing a heck of a job.
I think they want to obviously establish the running game, and last week in their win over Valley Heights, Rook Williams had 260 yards and four touchdowns. Peyton Smith can also do it on the ground and a couple of touchdown runs for him. So it's kind of a flip of the script here when we play a Rock Creek team that throws it as much as they do, and now a Marysville team that's probably going to run it a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's been our preparation, is we've been really trying to, you know, hammer home the run, which has been, you know, it's a similar offense to what we do. So, you know, the kids have seen it. It's not like they haven't, you know, this is anything brand new to them. They've seen it. You know, the physicality part of it is going to be a big thing. You know, our line got to be able to go toe-to-toe with their line, their backers. You know, they got some big kids in the back end. You know, so I think we got to be able to block them. We got to get on them, stay on them, and see what we can do.
Finally, Coach, just a few keys for this one on Friday, and what do you want to see out of your team against Marysville?
Yeah, just compete. You know, play hard, physical. That's one of our big things. We got to try to be more physical than the other team. It's going to be tough to do, and I think our kids know that. You know, like I said, they got some bigger guys, and they got guys that will fly around and try to hit you. So some physicality, I think, will be, you know, a big thing. And we can't fall asleep in the back end. You know, we can't give up any big plays. We got to be able to run guys down. Got to stay awake, especially if they go play action or something like that. We just got to be ready for it.
Michael Downard, Hiawatha head football coach, joining us here, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. Red Hawks go to Marysville this week before wrapping up the regular season next week, which will be a home tilt against Topeka Hayden. Coach, appreciate it very much. Good luck at Marysville on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
That's good. Thanks.